All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Round one, game one. Vancouver Canucks 4, Nashville Predators 2. This is Sakarison Price, Matt Sakarison alongside Blake Price, presentation Applewood Auto Group.
And at Applewood Mitsubishi in Richmond, you can take the 2024 Outliner plug-in hybrid edition out for a test drive, fall in love with it, and then get one with rates starting from 4.49%, plus the industry's best warranty. You know you want it. Applewood Mitsubishi in Richmond, it's all good at Applewood.
Well, Blake, this is the first playoff game at Rogers Arena in 9 years or 3,286 days. So we've waited a long time for this. The other thing we've waited a long time for, the Vancouver Canucks to take a lead in a series. They had lost 5 of their last 6 game ones going into this one. The only one they won was that St. Louis playoff series in the bubble. Other than that, you go back through their history, Vegas, Minnesota, Calgary, San Jose, and LA all got the better of them in game one, but not tonight. The Canucks come storming back in the third period, a franchise record, 2 playoff goals scored within 12 seconds. That gives them a 3-2 lead. Dakota Joshua with the empty netter to cap a 3-point night, a first star performance. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, I thought that trend that you just talked about was going to continue. And not because I thought they were necessarily the second best team on the ice, even when it was 2-1. I don't think they were resoundingly the best team on the ice, but I think they were maybe a little bit unfortunate. And of course, the penalty kills started to mount up for them a little bit, taking away any sort of momentum. I thought they were fine. I thought they played with a lot of intensity. I thought they played okay. And we're probably, they probably deserved a tie game at that point rather than being 2-1. And yet they dug deep, and I'll give them full credit for digging deep, not giving up, and having the wherewithal to come back and score those 2 goals as quickly as they did. And I wondered, after they scored that goal, I was like, let's watch the next 2 minutes. Let's see what they do with that momentum. I didn't have to wait 2 minutes. I had to wait 12 seconds. So, that was a really good test for the Vancouver Canucks.
Heading into this game, Blake, the Nashville Predators lineup had 760 games of Stanley Cup playoff experience. The Vancouver Canucks lineup had 462. If you took the Nashville first line of Ryan O'Reilly, Gustav Nyquist, and Philip Forsberg, it alone has more playoff experience than the entirety of the Vancouver Canucks forward group. If you take the Nashville top defense pair of Roman Josi and Ryan McDonagh, those two guys alone have more playoff experience than the entirety of the six defensemen in the Vancouver dress tonight. So playoff inexperience. I know Rick Tocchet was saying, hey, they're in the same boat as us. And fair enough, Nashville missed the playoffs last year. In fact, they haven't won a series since 2018. But there was a distinct experience edge for the Nashville team going into this game. And I think that showed up at different times tonight. And the best part about it for the Vancouver Canucks is they were able to rally and overcome something that might have caught a lot of other playoff inexperienced teams.
Yeah, I mean, the power play goal is a big one, and it's the big dogs that come out and bark on that power play goal for Nashville. So, you know, their stars sort of shone first over the Vancouver Canucks stars, who eventually made their presence known. But overall, you know, I thought, and we wondered aloud about this, many did, you know, would the top six of each other saw each other off, and would ultimately the role players, you know, be a bigger force in this series? And, you know, for game one, I think you could make the argument that was the case. Now, Suter and Besser are on the first line, but that's no JT Miller there on what is now being credited as a Pew Suter goal, not a Quinn Hughes goal. And then, of course, Joshua with a three-point night, and Miller's only point coming on the empty net. I thought that third line, we wondered if that could be a tipping point, and Matt, it might have been the best line.
Absolutely. It was their best line again.
Yeah.
It was their best line again tonight. I thought Lindholm was damn good tonight between Garland and Joshua. But no, you're quite right. This third line that has been going for some time now, Elias Lindholm is the center, no longer Teddy Bluger, Garland and Joshua being the constants. I thought they were their best line tonight. Quite frankly, Blake, after 40 minutes, myself and I think a lot of others on Canucks Twitter are sitting there going, where are the stars tonight? It had been reasonably quiet night for Quinn Hughes through 40 minutes, but an awfully quiet night for Elias Pettersson through 40 minutes. In fact, awfully quiet night for Elias Pettersson after 60 minutes as well. And JT Miller had some good shifts going, but I'm not necessarily sure any of the Canucks stars sort of grabbed the hold and strangled it and made it their game through 40 minutes or even 60. And I would think that you can probably get away with the third line being your best line, a game, two, who knows, maybe even three. I think the Miller line or the Pettersson line have to stand up in this series and be the best line for the Vancouver Canucks going forward in any of these upcoming games if Vancouver is going to win the series.
The puck possession was actually the top line that ate up the most puck time and Corsi possession, but expected goals was the Lindholm line. They were the most dangerous of the line. So I thought that Miller line was out there. We saw them, but I don't think they threatened a ton. Even the solo rushes, a couple of times Miller charging down that right side, just unable to turn the corner. I mean, great effort. Love the enthusiasm, and it was still a worthwhile rush, but it still didn't really result in a threatening chance on goal. So I didn't mind that first line at all. I thought Suter was very noticeable again, not unbelievable chances on goal, but, he actually leads the way in expected goals, but Miller and Besser were far behind him, and Lindholm, Garland, Joshua were 2, 3, 4 in expected goals for the Vancouver Canucks. So, interesting, to see how everybody adjusts to that goaltending. I mean, what happens if that first goal goes in a little bit earlier and that fabulous save by Thatcher Demko, you know, a few minutes into the contest, does Nashville really start to get rolling? Rather than the sneaky Jason Zucker goal. The two shots are great shots. I don't fault Thatcher Demko at all. I thought he rose to the occasion. And I thought UC Stars was pretty good too. So we got the goaltending performance that we expected.
Yeah, I think slight edge for Vancouver. The Lindholm goal, I think, is one that Saros probably, even though it's deflected slightly, wants back. Here's something to look at, because I think we saw it with the Canucks, not only on that Lindholm goal, but also on the power play. Some of the one-on-one opportunities they had. I saw Lachlan Irvin, our friend from Canucks Army, wrote about this. Saros on the blocker side, particularly coming off the rush. That is the hole that he gives you as one of the only sub-6-foot goaltenders in the National Hockey League. So I thought slight edge to Vancouver in terms of goaltending. I think you're absolutely right that the save Demko makes early becomes a huge save in retrospect, because that could have utterly changed the game. And they gave up the first goal anyways. And of course, as we know, Blake 52 times scoring the first goal. So love the rally here. Love the fact that they kept fighting in this game and ultimately earned a hard fought victory. And I thought there were a lot of contributors, including the two tall defensemen. I loved how active that Zadorov and Myers were on the offensive side. I think that's going to bode very well as the series goes along, because I think now Nashville has to account for a 6'7", 6'8" guy bearing down and jumping into the rush.
Incidentally, somebody had to score first. These are the number one and number three teams in the league in scoring first, so it was going to happen for somebody. Love the two towers. Love them. And we wondered, would they be able to stay out of the box? Would they be able to be physical but not be idiots about it? Would they step up? And I thought the two towers were great, respectively. The one thing I'll ask you, though, they were very physical, the Canucks. Were they distracted by trying to prove their playoff mettle and hitting that much, or was that part of their success? And I'm not sure which answer I know is true.
Didn't necessarily occur to me as I watched it. I could allow for it and maybe say perhaps that was a little bit of the playoff inexperience showing. One thing I know for sure is they're going to have to take fewer penalties going forward. Although I like the way the penalty kill improved as the game went along. Boy, they were really disjointed on that first power penalty kill, far too eager and then far too passive on the second penalty kill. But I think they found the right balance equilibrium as the game went along. And they were a physical team. And I think when you've got big defensemen like Vancouver does, you'd like to see them, hitting some people from time to time. You think the wear and tear becomes an issue as the series goes along, not to mention their forecheck, which is outstanding in terms of the game-winning goal, where Lindholm and Garland just bear down and double team behind the net, win a puck battle, get it to Joshua. Next thing you know, it's past Saros quickly, and you've got your game-winning goal. So I thought there were a lot of good signs from the Vancouver Canucks here in game one. They win it 4-2. I do think that their best players are going to have to be better going forward in this series.
I do want to point out the fans were good. The fans were into it.
Fans were great. Juggy and Elizabeth absolutely nailed the anthems. I mean,
they didn't forget how to act. I thought that looked like playoff.
And hey, great. They played the hits. Towel Power and The Streets Have No Name, right? Yeah. We wondered about that. And of course, both of them were back in full force. A reminder, post-game, rink-wide Vancouver, Jeff Patterson and Irfan Ghaffar got you covered moments after each and every Vancouver Canucks playoff game. And we'll catch you daily on the Sakaris and Price Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, on live at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
See you, folks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.